Okay, good morning. Fortunately, we get the YRBS 2009 data available this year in July, so I included new data in this study. We have no relations to disclose. Okay, background. Adolescence and young adulthood are critical periods of transition between childhood and adulthood. It is very essential to systematically review the health and well-being of this population. However, the last broad and comprehensive assessment of adolescent health was published in 1991 by the U.S. Office of Technology Assessment, which is now defunct. And since then, very few studies assess the long-term trends in the health and well-being of young people using comprehensive sets of critical health indicators. And in 2000, as part of the Healthy People 2010 development process, the National Adolescent Steering Committee selected 21 objectives as critical national health objectives to address the most significant threats to the health and of young people aged 10 to 24. So for this study, we analyzed the trends in the 21 objectives for two time periods, from 1991, or the later year that reliable data were collected, and 2009, that is the latest, the most recent year of data. And from the baseline year to 2009. The baseline year is the year based on which the 2010 target is established. We analyzed the trend by gender, race, ethnicity, age group, or grade level. We also analyzed the extent to which each target was attained since baseline year to 2009. Here are the 21 objectives. They covered six categories, including overall mortality, violence, substance use and mental health, unintentional injury, reproductive health, and chronic disease. There are five objectives underlined. There's no 2010 target established for this population. And there's no national means for every state to measure and report new HIV diagnosis. So for this study, we didn't analyze this outcome. Okay, so the 2010 target is designed for adolescents and young adults to achieve by the year 2010. And each target is established based on its level at the baseline year. And the baseline year varied for each objective. For example, overweight and obese measured by NHANES data, the baseline year is 1988 to 94. While for marijuana use, measured by NSDUH data survey, the baseline year is 2002. So the baseline year varied by objectives. The 21 objectives were measured by five census systems and four national probability-based surveillance surveys. Data analysis for objectives measured by census system, we calculated the percentage of change in each outcome by demographic variables for two time periods, from 91 to 2009 and from baseline year to 2009. And if the change is equal to or greater than 5%, we consider that important change. So we can conclude whether the objective has improved, remain unchanged, or worsened. Risk ethnicity group include white, African Americans, and Hispanics. For objectives measured by national probability-based surveillance systems, we calculated the weighted percentage and 95% confidence interval for each objective by demographic variables And also, we calculated adjusted odds ratio for each outcome, controlling for demographic variables for two time periods, again from 91 to 2009, and from baseline year to 2009. So we can answer the question whether the outcome has improved, remained unchanged, or worsened for the two time periods. To calculate the percentage of each target being attained from baseline year to 2009, we use the difference between baseline data and the latest data divided by the difference between baseline data and 2010 target. For objectives measured by national probability-based surveillance system, we use the weighted percentage as the baseline data and latest data. So here are the results. There are two objectives reached the 2010 targets. They are physical fighting and road with driver who was drinking. And the green outcomes improved since 1991. So mainly in the categories of overall mortality, violence, and unintentional injuries. And there are three outcomes remain unchanged since 91. They are suicide attempts, required medical treatment, mental health treatment, and physical activity. And four outcomes worsened since 1991. They are binge drinking, marijuana use, chlamydia infections, and overweight and obese. The overall trends in 21 objectives since 1991, we can see the green represent the improved, red means worsened, and yellow means remain unchanged. And you can see that the gray one, sexual behavior, that objective has three sub-objectives, and the three sub-objectives showed different trends. So we cannot conclude whether this outcome improved, remain unchanged, or worsened. And new HIV diagnosis is not measured. And here is the overall trends in 21 objectives since the baseline year. And we can see that chlamydia infection and overweight and obese, they worsened since baseline year. And mental health treatment and physical activity, they remain unchanged for both time periods since 91 and since baseline year. Let's take a look at the two outcomes worsened since baseline year. So chlamydia infection and overweight and obese, they totally go to the wrong direction and they increase a lot among young people. We also observed disparities among this population. So males, African American, and older age group generally showed worse health outcomes. And males showed worse results than females in the red health outcomes, mainly in the category of overall mortality, violence, unintentional injury, and chronic disease. And pregnancy is only measured among adolescent females, so male is not included in this outcome. And African American showed worse results in overall mortality, violence, and reproductive health. Older age group showed worse results than younger age group in overall mortality, homicides, suicides, sexual behavior, tobacco use, and physical activities. And for the black outcomes, we observed the opposite situation. So that means younger age group showed worse results than older age group. The gray colors, that means the outcome, they may have no difference by age, or the outcome has a very narrow age group, so we didn't analyze data by age. So here are the seven outcomes attained 50% or more of the 2010 targets. And we can see two outcomes have already reached the target. And here, there's a very interesting things. That's the physical fighting. The baseline data is 36%, and the target is 32%. So the target is pretty close to the baseline data. So although adolescents changed about 4% from 1999 to 2009, but they have already reached the target. But for tobacco use, the baseline data is 40%, but the target is 21%. That's about half of the baseline data. So we can see that although adolescent has decreased a lot in tobacco use from 1999 to 2009, they haven't reached the target. That's because the target is so far from the baseline data. Discussion. We observed encouraging trends among adolescents and young adults. There are many green outcomes improved since 1991 and baseline year. But there are only two outcomes reached the 2010 target. And there are several outcomes remained unchanged or get worsened. Also, we observed disparities exist among this population. So, interventions and policies are urgently needed to further improve the health and well-being among this population, with special focus on the two outcomes that go to the wrong direction, that's chlamydia infections and overweight and obese. Interventions and policies are also needed to reduce health disparities among this population. Also, we need the national means to measure and to report new HIV diagnosis among young people. Also, if you remember, there are five outcomes. There was no 2010 targets established for this population. To systematically monitor the health of this population, it's very important to establish the target for this population. Also, some targets are very far from the baseline data, and some targets are very close to the data. So findings from this study might be helpful to establish evidence-based, valid, and appropriate Healthy People 2010 target for adolescents and young adults. Thank you very much. Any questions? That's a very important question. In the paper, we discussed that although adolescents and young adults have achieved the target, they may get worse in the future. So it is very important to keep tracking, keep monitor the health and well-being of this population. So that's our recommendation. Thank you. Yes. Okay, her question is about develop standard reporting for new HIV diagnosis, whether this is only for this population or for the general population. Well, this objective is for young people aged 13 to 24. There are some states report the new HIV diagnosis to CDC, but there's not every state in the U.S. report this measurement to CDC. So that's why I say there's no national means for every state to measure and report the new HIV diagnosis. But it is very important indicator for health. So it is very important for every state to measure and report the result to CDC. Thank you. Yes.
So you saw chlamydia is one of the indicators that's going down. But yet sexual behavior stayed the same for the overall population. Can you explain that? Was something not captured in the sexual behavior measure that should have been? Because you would have, I would have thought that those two would have found him.
Yes. Her question is about why the chlamydia infection go to the wrong direction, but sexual behavior remain unchanged. I think this is a very important question. Sexual behavior in our outcome include three behaviors: have never had sex. Have no sex in the past 3 months, and use condom in the last sexual intercourse. So those behaviors are related to chlamydia infections, but they are also related to many other sexually transmitted diseases. So you may observe chlamydia infection rates go to the wrong direction, but the behaviors, they remain unchanged. And also, they are in different age group. So for the sexual behavior, we measured, it's measured by YRBS data. So it's among 9th to 12th grade adolescent students. But for the chlamydia infection, it's among 14 to 24 year adults. So the age is a little bit different. That may cause the difference in the two outcomes. Thank you.
The YRBS data shows that as kids get older, condom use increases because they use different methods of contraception. So then that might correlate.
Well, there's a big difference at the ages too, which are even the level of sex.
Yes, 24. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes.
Can I also ask how sex is defined in there? Do you know how, like, is it just, you know, do you talk about just talked in another workshop about adolescent health, how there's so many different definitions of sex among adolescents that to just ask them if they have sex anymore is kind of like, you know, depends on who you ask and how they answer. Yeah. So I'm just kind of wondering if there's a definition.
Oh, you mean sexual behavior?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is measured by YRBS data. So they asked three questions. Have you ever had sex in your life? It's similar to that. Or have you ever had sexual in the past 3 months? And if sexually active, have you ever used condom in the last sexual intercourse? I remember.
Still defining, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think that there are, in the minds of our kids, sometimes they think of oral sex as sex,
mm-hmm.
versus having sexual intercourse as mm-hmm. sex. Exactly.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Where do we access this report paper?
I think the slides will be posted on the APHA website, and also the paper we just submitted to JAMA. So we will see. And if you are interested, I can send you a copy of our paper or slides. Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you.